Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Early for a passed ball. Robinson moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Zoldak covering, for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Jim Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is walked intentionally. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-2 in the game. Seary hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to home to get Peck. Boudreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Early moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards first. Judnick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing center field. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Pat Seary now playing right field. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 3 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarilla takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early strikes out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon is hit by the pitch. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Coleman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.